All right, it's Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. This is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox, and I'm hanging out with recent college graduates, except for Zach. One-time weekend. Welcome, fellas. Good to have you.
How's it going? Thanks for having us.
Good to see you.
Thank you guys for being here. Good to see you again. Now, you know, you guys did an episode of my old show. When I left you guys, you were kind of at the beginning of, or at least four of you were at the beginning of your last year of school. Three of you were rather at the beginning of your last year of school. And the way we left that interview was you guys said, you know, after everybody graduates in the spring, we've got some plans, we've got some things in the works, we've got some stuff. And then Corona happened. So I guess my question is, how have you guys adapted to that? And now that you are all free of the school thing, at least, what are your plans going forward?
I think the way that things have changed for us is like similar to all the bands that play around our area, or I guess like all over the world, really. Like we probably, what we were talking about back then was that we had like festivals and shows lined up throughout like the spring into summer. And now obviously none of that's happening, or at least certainly no public shows are happening. So we're kind of now more leaning towards the realm of like the whole live streaming thing and like social media content thing. So we've kind of had to just kind of quickly like adapt, and like we're just kind of getting like accustomed to the whole like technology aspect of it, which none of us have really done before.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, we all took a nice little break.
Yeah.
You know, trying to stay safe and all that. But now we've gotten back together and we're sort of focusing on writing and learning new tunes that we've had sort of on the back burner for a while.
How recently have you guys all started getting together as a band? Because, I mean, for a while, it's within the last like month or so, unless I'm wrong, right?
It's probably been about a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. What was that decision-making process like? Was it just like, okay, it's been too long, I just can't handle it anymore? Or was there like, were you guys waiting out a certain time period of exposure, or what was the procedure there?
It was all Adam's fault. We were all down, but he just didn't want to. that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
It was a little bit of both for sure. Just us waiting until we all felt safe, and we were also
It was also like
get back together too.
Yeah, it was also a lot to do with like all of us still live at home too. So like we have family members at home that are like, you know, right around 60 to 65 years old, or maybe younger, maybe older. So we kind of, I don't know, just out of respect living with these people, we're trying to, you know, just stay as safe as possible. But like, even like throughout that time, we were still brainstorming what we could do. So like Zach and I and Ian were all writing new songs, and which we, since we've gotten together, have now learned. And in the time that we were away, we were putting together kind of like video, like kind of, you know, sort of music videos of like the Rush song, like a Star Wars medley. And then we were planning on doing some others, but then it didn't work out. So
Star Wars medley, by the way, sorry not to cut you off, especially anybody from 95.9 The Fox who's watching right now who may not be familiar with One Time Weekend, go watch that Star Wars medley. That was amazing and had some serious special guests in it too.
Yeah.
Awesome. A lot of strings on that one.
I like how we have people who can now comment and we see them. So yes, Ralph, you're right. Yes, it is my fault.
That's right, man. How much new material have you guys been learning recently? Because you talked about like kind of getting together in this last month being a big learning process for you guys.
We've got two complete songs that are just done.
Original.
And then probably like 1,000 other ideas for songs.
Right.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Right. Well, I mean, you mentioned that Adam, you and Zach were doing a lot of writing. What's your usual writing process? And how has Corona affected that?
My writing process is always like for the past couple of years has always been me sitting right here at my desk, like just coming up with stuff. Like what I'll do is I'll usually record it into like any sort of DAW. So like I use like either Pro Tools or GarageBand. Sure. And I'll come up with the parts there. And very rarely does it ever stay the same. Like Ben will adapt the drum part and usually make it better. Zach will come up with a guitar part and it'll be much, much better. So it's, in a way, I'm almost like creating a blueprint on my computer. And then when I bring it to the guys, we kind of just make it our own.
Okay, cool. So it does typically start with one person who brings a semi-completed idea, as opposed to like just like evolving purely out of a jam, or do both things happen?
It's definitely more, I think that it comes more from one person, but it's definitely a bit of both at all times. And it kind of varies, but usually it's just coming from the one person bringing in the big picture. And then after that, like very small details are collaborative.
There you go. Oh, how about this? I actually kind of like this question. Have you guys gone after any management? Because, and this guy's probably trying to sell himself as your manager right now, I'm not sure. But I mean, you guys have had a lot of success in the last couple of years, specifically for a band that's as young as you guys are. What do you think the reason for that is? I mean, you know, like I was saying earlier, you guys just graduated school. And you're already, I mean, you were due to people who live in Fairfield County will know this. You guys were due to appear at Road Jam this year. I'm so bummed out that you guys couldn't.
Nor are we.
I mean, I can only imagine, right? But what do you think the reason is for the success that you guys have had up till now, even with a busy school schedule?
First off, we've had a lot of help from people like Kyle Tripp. Was a big part in bringing us to the level we're at. Andy Mooney has put us on a lot of stages and helped us out. And
Andy's a good dude. I went to Eastern with Andy, Ben.
Yeah.
You're an Eastern guy, right?
Just graduated, yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
And then one thing that makes us unique and I think is part of our success is the energy that we bring.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think a lot of that comes from us being young and hungry, and we love to bring the energy.
We eat a lot of food.
You do eat a lot of food. Zach, are you still doing some professional bodybuilding over there, man?
Oh yeah, I'm 8-time Mr. Olympia by now.
I bet.
I've got 100 different sponsors. It's going good.
You were talking about a 400-pound deadlift on the podcast last time I talked to you, man.
It's gone up since then.
It's nothing now.
That was child's play.
500's child's play. I'm trying to set the new world record next week. It's gonna be like, I think 1,300 pounds.
That dude from Game of Thrones did that, but that guy's got nothing on you. That guy's got nothing on you at all.
I could break him like a twig.
That's killer. Oh my gosh. So, you know, I mean, and this is going back a little bit. This is in pre-Corona times, but I've been loving this album, this live album that you cut at Revelry Studios. Tell me a little bit about that recording process, because I've seen a few bands do that now. Was that all in one take, or was that set up into like individual sessions?
So that album was a show. That was at Telefunken over in. But it's South Windsor, right?
South Windsor, yes. South Windsor.
The Electroacoustic and Telefunken. And they hooked us up with giving us like literally the best stage setup we could have asked for in doing our album release party. So that was just the first set of the album back to front. And then the second set of brand new songs, which are at this point we've been playing for like a year now.
Yeah.
And then what we decided to do is we had all these kind of stems from the board at the release party. And then what we did was we sent it over to our new friends at Revelry over in New Hampshire, and they mixed and mastered it for us. Sounds great. So yeah, there were two different studios involved.
Okay. So recorded at Telefunken, but then mixed and mastered at Revelry.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like a live show. So I remember there was like a huge snowstorm that night. So there was like, I don't know, like 100 people there. So it was like a legit live show, you know?
Right. Well, it sounds and feels like it when you hear the recording too. And you know, for people who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking a one-time weekend right now. This is Fairfield County Live and Local. It's presented by the Sono Collection, and specifically, I'm talking about their album. What's the name of it? I just think of it as your live album.
We just said Live at Telefunken Studios.
Live at Telefunken Studios. Available on iTunes, Spotify. So go check that out. So what what was, and this is so cliche, and I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but we hear so much about the class of 2020. And, you know, three of you guys graduated this year. Can you tell me a little bit, not even music related, just what was that like? What was that whole process like?
The actual graduation itself?
Just from the time you had to shut down to all the way getting out of school. Because that, I mean, I genuinely feel bad for you guys. My last couple months of college was amazing. And I'm sure yours was less than amazing.
Yeah, definitely missed out on a bunch of exciting experiences and events. But, I mean, what are you going to do?
So what were you guys doing? You guys were doing like at home lessons and stuff like that, Zoom lessons?
Yeah, it was all Zoom lessons. So like at least for me, everything was right at the same time, but it was like Zoom lesson format, and they had us put it on the grid and everyone muted their mic unless they were talking. And then for me, my graduation was just like a big slideshow.
Really?
Yeah.
Not worth the money.
Was it like right? Was it like was it from home? Were you guys just at home?
Yep.
Yep.
Is there a? I'm hearing something. I'm hearing something weird.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. Cool.
There we go.
For you guys, is Ian still,
hold on.
Still here?
No, he's been dropping in and out. He's been dropping in and out.
Oh, okay.
It's funny. Your lead singer has been the most silent member of this of this entire.
I can't believe it.
Maybe he was actually talking the whole time. We just couldn't hear him.
Right. Well, I mean, it looks like he's driving a car while he's doing this, which is just, you know what? That's hazardous. And anyone watching, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't drive a car and do a Zoom interview.
Don't video chat and drive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so tell me about this. Tell me about this live stream thing that you're doing, because I saw it. I shared it, and you can check it out on the Fairfield County Live and Local Facebook page and the 95.9 The Fox Facebook page. But this is going to be a regular thing that you guys are doing now.
Yeah, we're trying to make it a regular sort of thing we do. We got a great team of guys helping us out with the video, make it work well. Yeah, it turned into something really cool.
Yeah, very good. We recommend the services of Kevin Turco from Mega Turco and Kevin Bianchi. They're both doing amazing live setting and video work. So definitely go check out their pages. They're both awesome. And our last live stream was like 10 times better with their help. They're really, really awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, the sound quality was great. You guys had, you know, a couple different camera angles. I mean, it was really where's that done? Is that at one of your houses?
That's right behind Ben is where we're here.
Oh, all right. Ben's right there. Nice. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's the money maker.
Still with the setup that we had. We haven't been back since.
Right. Hold on one sec, guys. Can you just check? I'll edit this out in the podcast version. Can you just check and see if, because I'm hearing my voice in echo a little bit, if one of the tabs has this open on a social media platform? And I might be guilty of that as well. Hold on.
That might have totally been me.
That's okay.
I just, it was open on, because I went through and shared that, the post like he told me to, and it was still open on the computer.
No worries. It sounds a lot more, sounds a decent amount more clear now. And we got Ian back.
Back, baby.
What's up, dude? You're not driving a car while doing an interview anymore?
No, I wasn't driving. Don't do me like that, John.
Sorry, what was that?
I wasn't driving. It was my
okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry about that.
No, dude. Do not worry about it. So we were talking a little bit about graduation. How was the UConn graduation experience for 2020, bro? UConn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty underwhelming. I mean, I think in the end of the at the end of the day, it was just a YouTube like live stream or something that my name scrolled by. So
gotcha.
Yeah. And I just kind of like was like making sure that it was there, you know, and then we were good.
So you've got the live stream series that you guys are going to be doing. You know, what else is on deck for the future? What else do you guys have planned going forward?
Well, it's kind of hard to gauge when the public shows are going to start opening up again. Like, festivals are going to be a long time. Even local venues are probably going to be a very long time. So right now we're thinking private events, and with all safety measures taken and like social distanced. And John left.
John.
Okay, well, I'll just keep talking. So it's basically like a social distance events, and we're just reaching out to people around us, and he's just coming in and out. Okay, so we're just like I was saying, private events within a decent capacity, and we're just kind of looking to see if our friends want to have us play, run, you know, parties and stuff like that. And that's basically all we have on like the immediate docket, and then. For the whole public shows thing, we don't know. We just have to kind of do what we can until those become available.
Gotcha. So
there's actually something that I haven't even told the guys yet, because we just haven't spoken about it yet, but we're doing a live stream on July 11th, which is the Saturday after next. So not the 4th, the Saturday after.
Sure.
And we might, it depends on what the venue wants to do, but we might be able to have a limited amount of standing tickets or like actual people to be there, so hopefully we can get that together. That's gonna be at Broadbrook Opera House, so fingers crossed. Yeah,
fingers crossed.
What's it like, what's it like playing to I was about to say, what's it like playing to an empty room? I know a lot about that, but we don't need to talk Everybody knows what that feels like,
yeah.
But hopefully not anymore. But what is the key difference between, you know, doing a live stream performance and playing in front of a live audience? Because I mean, you know, for people who don't play music, particularly on your level, I'm sure they can imagine. But I mean, you know, what changes?
It feels like a practice show. It feels like you're practicing, but it's like a dress rehearsal almost, kind of.
Mm.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
We have people in the basement, so it can feel just like a banging concert.
Yeah, I was gonna say shout out to our good friend Brian. The last time we live streamed, he came, and he's like one of our most animated fans. Like when we play, he's kind of all over the place and just dancing all over. And our last live stream was very much the same thing, even though he was one of the only people there. So that actually, to be honest with you, helped us a lot with the energy from our end. It actually felt like there was like an energy communication. We were like playing to a crowd.
That's weird how that works, right? Like even just one guy, like, you know, this is for me playing to like the bartender and my girlfriend. Like if you even get one extra person in there, it can really make like all the difference.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Can someone mute their mic when they're not talking? Because it's like sounds like a fire, like crackling.
That's been happening the whole time.
I am hearing a little bit of that. I am hearing a little bit of that. Hey, you know what? What are you gonna do? It's all right. This is the new media. So you know, and we'll wrap up in a minute. But before we go, tell me about this new material that you guys are writing.
It really goes.
It really ties the room together.
It really just has a lot of elements that really go places that we've never gone before. And they go out, and then they come back, and you're like, wow, that was great. And then that's one of them. And another one is just like, it's just like really good, like good on the ears to listen to, and it makes you feel. It's just grand.
I mean, it sounds like That's it really goes.
It really goes. Yeah,
it really does go.
Yeah, we got two new songs. That one in Back Road and one Adam Road. You guys maybe
I was gonna say there are two or all of our new stuff is in the last live stream we just did. Two new originals and then two covers as well that we haven't actually technically played live yet.
Okay.
The covers being one is a Rush tune. The other one is actually an ALO tune, which Ian suggested.
Oh, all right. But so some of these songs that you guys have written that people haven't had a chance to hear yet, they will have a chance to hear on the live stream.
Yeah. The last one we just did, you can go back and listen.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, check, make sure you check that out. One time weekend live stream. Is this going to be, is there a set day that you're going to do that, or is it just, or is that going to change weekly?
Well, the next one is going to be the 11th. And then after that, it's kind of TBD, but we'll let the fans know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Well, fellas, what else is happening? You guys got any last minute plugs before we wrap up here?
Yeah, definitely.
We're thinking about starting a basketball team. And we'd want to challenge all the other bands in the scene to maybe a spot at a sick festival, because we've been practicing a lot. We're starting to really get some plays together.
We figured it's our best shot at getting on the headliner.
Oh my!
So yeah.
Oh my God! Let me organize that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need the live streams will be turned into basketball games as well.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think who would match up against you guys. You guys have a lot of height. You guys got a lot of height. You got Ben and Adam. Both have a lot of height. I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, I don't know. Zillawatt, Blake's a pretty big dude. I feel like he could be like he's kind of an athlete. Those guys could probably square up.
I bet you Blake could definitely post up. He's definitely got like a nice.
Blake could post up.
Who do you guys want to challenge first? What band on the scene would you guys want to challenge in a basketball game first?
Oh man,
I like Zillawatt. That seems like a good.
Yeah, we'll start with that.
Yeah, I want to call out No Mind. Those guys.
Ooh.
Only if I'm guarding Cody.
We need a fifth. Our fifth will be Brian. Brian Messer will be our fifth.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's true. Well, there's no wait, hold on. Yeah, No Mind has five. Yeah, so you need one extra.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We can run full court too.
Yeah. Sweet.
You heard it here first. We're gonna have local Connecticut bands playing basketball against each other.
Yeah,
it's gonna be sponsored by Fairfield County Live and Local. I'm gonna seriously, if you guys actually do that, please let me come film it, because that would just be the most amazing thing ever.
Well, you're gonna have to referee it,
right?
That's neutral.
That's true. I will have to ref it. Oh man!
Or you could be the announcer. You could be like warming down from the full court side with the ball.
I guess that would probably make more sense, right? I would have to do the. I'll need someone with me to do the color commentary too, though. You guys ever see Dodgeball?
Oh yeah.
Be like those guys.
Yeah.
Cotton McKnight and Pepper something. All right. This is such a great idea. All right. Well, listen, this is One Time Weekend. If you have you heard about the One Time Weekend? If you haven't, you should check them out. Go to onetimeweekend.com. Follow them at @one_time_weekend. And listen to their music. They've got two albums out right now. They've got Live at Telefunken Studios, and they've got what's the first one?
Weekend at the Circus.
We got an EP out too.
What's that?
We have our Live at Reverie Studios EP.
Didn't I say that one?
There's two live collections out.
Oh, my bad. So they've got three.
Yeah.
They've got three things out. Anyway, you should look them all up. The songs are incredible. The band is going to do big things. I promise, guys, this will not last forever, hopefully. I have no way of knowing that. I don't know why I'm promising that, but it won't. One Time Weekend. Check them out. Follow them on social media. This is John Kamal, Fairfield County Live and Local Podcast, presented by the Sono Collection. And I'm going to be back tomorrow night with Will Vega from The Acoustic here in Bridgeport. The Acoustic is still alive for right now, so make sure you listen, support live and local music in Fairfield County, and go check out One Time Weekend. Guys, stick around for a second, but for everyone watching at home, thank you for checking it out. I'll see you next time.